Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole-body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Tax the rich, feed the poor, till there are no businesses on the South Side no more. 10 years after, kind of a variation. Come on, man. Look, back in the day when I was living on Mount Washington, which has turned into a cesspool, I would go to the South Side two or three times a week to eat dinner. No more. 30 to 40% of the businesses are gone. The good restaurants are kind of sort of gone. It's kind of risque any night after 10 or 11 on weekends. And a lot of the businesses have left there because of what I'm talking about. Crime, no traffic flow, horrible bars that allow derelicts in to sell drugs, get high, and then shoot each other. And to fix this, they want to tax the rich, feed the poor, till there are no businesses on the South Side no more. So on top of already raising taxes on everyone in the city, more than 20%, now they want a special tax to screw the guy on the South Side even more, kind of my take. The unofficial mayor of the South Side, the guy I go to for the truth, Rich Shipka. Good morning, brother. How are you? Do we have Rich?
Good morning, Marty.
Hey, brother. Tax the rich, feed the poor, till there are no South Side businesses no more. Fair? Fair?
On point. You know, we've had the same 30 to 40 people running all these surveys, consultants, junkets to Dallas, and now they want paid for it. And there's one word that they don't like to use: results.
Yeah.
Because the results are piss poor for seven years.
Horrible.
And now they want paid for it. This is the same group, Marty, that came up with the South Side Fest. You know, they closed down the streets. The customers can't get to the other businesses on East Carson Street.
Hold on. Let's get to the root of this. Let's get to the root of this crap. So they want you to pay into a fund to do the things that the government's supposed to do right now: remove graffiti, enhance public safety and neighborhood events. Aren't they supposed to do that stuff now, sir? Now?
Yeah, we're paying taxes for it right now.
Right.
You know, and now they want a duplication of services. They love that duplication of services. They love the tax.
I saw this meeting going on at City Hall, and overwhelmingly, the speaker supported this. Is that accurate?
Well, that was well scripted by Bob Sharland. He controlled the first 25 people going on to speak, and each one got 3 minutes. And I'm sitting there at the meeting. I said, "When do we get to speak?" And the Councilwoman Gross says, "At the end, you could have 1 minute." You know,
a minute.
So now, we're going to be ready for the next hearing. But we're going to get 40% people against this anyhow, Marty. So this isn't going to happen.
So they want to put in place what's called a formal neighborhood improvement district. They want you to pay into a fund to remove graffiti, more public safety, and neighborhood events. What if you say, screw you, I'm not paying into it, which I wouldn't pay them a nickel. What happens?
Well, then they lien your property if you don't pay the tax.
Seriously?
Because they're going through the city of Pittsburgh through Bobby Sharland to pass an ordinance to tax all the. Now, don't forget, Marty, there's only a 5-block area of Southside that is bad, and now they want to tax the other 30 blocks of Southside to fix the problem that they can't fix for the last 7 years.
Wow. Will you pay this, man? Will you pay it?
Well, if it passes, you got to pay, but it's not going to pass.
Wow. How much to a guy, how much will it cost you more on top of the tax increase they already passed?
Well, it goes by your linear footage on East Carson Street. So like a 24
come on, man.
24 foot property would probably cost another $1,000 to $1,500 a year.
No.
That's all the way up and down East Carson Street. Yeah.
No.
These people, they're so emotional. You know, you ask them if what results have you done in the last 7 years? And they get so mad, they just start yelling and screaming at you.
So if a young man or woman...
Don't forget, Marty.
So hold on. So if a young man or woman is excited and they want to open a new business, because what percentage of the businesses are vacant down there?
Well, yeah, I mean, we got 30% vacancies down here.
Okay. So hold on. A young guy comes in, a young woman comes in and says, I want to buy this business. Not only do they have to open the business, now they have to pay a new tax on top of the taxes and the tax increase they got put in place last year. Is that fair?
That's true. Plus the SARA tax also.
The county stuff.
Yeah.
So they're trying to tax the hell out of you so you can't make a nickel.
They don't know that you can't tax your way to prosperity.
No, you can't, sir.
They're going the wrong way.
They are, sir.
They're going the wrong way.
Why do they always present you as the bad guy? I present you as the only guy who gives a crap and the only guy who kind of sees this for what it is.
They go into these meetings for 3-4 years now. And they come up with these crazy plans. I have no idea how they came up with this one or the Southside Fest. And they come out, and if you oppose them,
you're the bad guy.
And they treat you like Darth Vader.
I'm paying it. I'm just not. I would go to court. I'd put in escrow. I'd sue the crap out of them. They're going to arbitrarily tax you to do things that they're supposed to do now. Now.
Exactly right.
Public safety. So what would keep them from doing in Oakland and Shadyside and East Liberty? Why wouldn't they do in East Liberty to pay for more cops with those kids kicking everyone's ass outside of Target? Why wouldn't they start charging them too, sir? Honestly, where does it end? Honestly.
Exactly. I mean, eventually, we don't need no more politicians with badges. We got to keep public safety and politics separate.
Wow.
Whenever you mingle public safety and politics, this is what happened.
You can't let this pass, ma'am. I'll do anything to help you. This is just ignorance and arrogance. Let's tax the folks that are already struggling to pay for stuff we're supposed to do already. It's just ignorance.
It's like you're having a heart attack. They take you to the emergency room and they call in a podiatrist. You know, they're out of their minds. They're completely crazy.
They need.
And then, and Marty, we were at that city council meeting last week.
Yeah.
We had two Main Street managers there already, and now they want to hire another one. You know, how many managers do we need? How many consultants do we need? What we need is public safety. Simple as that.
They have a nighttime economy manager at $91,000 a year. They have a nighttime economy project coordinator at $90,000 a year, $70,000. Why don't they fire them? Because they suck, and use that money to clean up the damn graffiti, sir.
I agree with you 100%, Marty. Jesus. And don't forget, let's throw in the plastic bag inspectors and all the other special interest groups' jobs, which is probably about 35% of the budget in the city of Pittsburgh.
Unofficial mayor of the South Side, Rich Chupka. Truth to power, brother. And you always bring the truth. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Marty.
How the hell would you be incentivized to open a new business on the South Side? Hey, by the way, you know, you had the county tax go up 50% last year, and then the city tax went up 20%+. Now you got to pay $2,000 more a year because the South Side sucks and you're going to pay for it to be cleaned up. Huh? Huh? Really? Really?
Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole-body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.